favours. We thought it'd be worth a look. Paddy, you've had a good look around this morning, have you?
I've had a wonderful tour with Tony Baker, who's the operations manager, who's with me now, Peter. What an eye-opener. Now, this is the building just opposite the gateway entry, and it's been going up for years and years. I guess everyone in Brisbane must know of it. It's quite a landmark around here, and it's finally up and running. So I thought I'd be a sticky beak and come and actually have a look. And I'm with Tony to say, and Tony, why did you move from Bowen Hills?
Well, we've moved into the age of technology, and it's finally been decided by News Limited that all our plants around Australia would go into colour printing. Adelaide, Sydney and Melbourne have all now fully operational. We are the last one off the ranks, and at this stage we're getting close to being fully operational. We should be printing all our products out here by the third week in June, and we'll effectively close down the printing and publishing facility at Bowen Hills.
I don't suppose the reader will notice any changes, though?
Yes, they will. The offset printing gives you a nice, crisp print and is very noticeable.
Okay.
And I think the real reason that actually you've moved, Tony, is that you've just got so much sport on the front page of the Courier Mail that you just have to go to bigger premises. And that colour printing, that's just to get the maroon colour on the jerseys, isn't it?
That probably does help. We're yet to get into the colour printing side of it. We've still got quite a few people that come down from Bowen Hills in the printing press side. And
there are no journalists here, are there?
There's no journalists at all.
You're going to leave the hotel, are you?
Yes. They'll stay back there, yes.
Yeah, stay back at the pub, yeah.
Back to the little brick burrow, as it was. Well, and why is it such a flash building? You know, you've got marble staircases. It's a very nice building. This is sort of an architect's dream, isn't it?
It certainly is. It's been designed to fit in with the landscape here. The colours are to replicate the eucalyptus trees that are around the place here, and I think it fits in with the Gateway Bridge and the modern architecture that's coming up around Brisbane nowadays.
Of course, Peter, it's a very modern building. Do you know there are robots down there? There are robots that track along 7 miles or kilometres. I thought you said miles, actually. Miles. So I don't know how many kilometres it is. They track along and do the work that other people would have done. Can you just explain a bit about that, Tony?
Yeah, the robots deliver the newsprint from the real store into the real room, which is the area where the paper goes up through the press, delivered by the robots on a predetermined message sent down by computer.
And the interesting thing is that they've all got names like Ian or Tom or Jeff, haven't they?
Rupert.
No, there's no Rupert.
There's no Rupert, so you don't reckon?
No, we got they're named after the manager that came down here in May last year.
Okay. And Tom, I hope you're not replaced by a robot one day.
I don't think so.
All right.
Someone's got to be accountable somewhere along the way.
Have you met the big fella, Rupert?
Yes, I've had that pleasure. I've met him in Sydney and Melbourne.
You groveller. I've had that pleasure.
Oh, well, you know, we are on air.
They always say that those journalists from the Courier Mail, wonderful man.
Yes.
Caring human being.
Well, that's what the TV critic used to say, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
Just a bit of interesting statistics here, Tony. Well, how much paper and ink would you go through here?
We go through about 70,000 tonnes of newsprint a year. And
how many trees is that, Tom?
Tony, sorry.
It's about, I'd say about 7 forests of trees.
Yeah, fair enough. I was only being a smart aleck.
And we go through about 800,000 kilos of ink a year.
Good gracious.
Isn't that incredible? Unbelievable. So I've been speaking to Tony Baker, who's the operations manager here at the Murray Printing Plant. And nice building and well done, Tony.
Thank you very much.
Has he been signed up for Super League yet?
Not at this stage. I'm preoccupied with printing newspapers.
It's always a chance, though, if you're working for Uber.
Well, yes, there is.
I guess we'll have full photos of every State of Origin player tomorrow, will we?
Certainly will.
Okay.
All right, thanks a lot for that.
Okay, bye, Peter.
Tony Baker, who's the operations manager and with Paddy in the publishing room of the new Murarrie Printing Plant of Queensland Newspapers.